This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
Hey everybody, Mike from Masters of None here, introing our Masters of None classics. We're going back, we're starting from the beginning and releasing all of the older episodes while we take part in our new podcast, Bat Channel 66, where we go over the Batman series from 1966 and episode by episode and goof on it and, you know, talk about all the different characters and the henchmen names. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. We get to interview some great guests, including Julie Newmar, Burt Ward. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we actually just did the show where we went over the new movie that's out, the cartoon. It's a cartoon movie from Warner Brothers Animation called Return of the Caped Crusader. Got to check it out and got to check out the show. Bat Channel 66 on Twitter, on SoundCloud, iTunes, Simply Syndicated, of course, everywhere that audio is available, of course, where we usually have it. This week we have episode 2, Worst Songs to Get a Lap Dance To. Yes. This was a lot of fun, actually. And you know, it's funny. Last week I listened to the Seinfeld episode, the first one. And man, was I hated myself. I really hate myself in these old episodes because I'm so angry for no reason. No damn reason. But I hope this one's a little bit better. I don't know. We'll see. Let's listen in. Episode 2, Season 1, Worst Songs to Get a Lap Dance To, Masters of None. Hope you enjoy it.
All right, and welcome to the Masters of None podcast. This is episode 2. I am Mike, and with me always is Jay and Art. What's up, guys?
How you doing there?
What's up, guys?
What's up? All right, well, let's see. We're kind of jumping topics big time this time. We talked about Seinfeld, why it sucks and why it rules and so forth, and Art, you know, graciously won that one, so that's great. I have yet to watch the actual Seinfeld episodes. I have to come over and get those.
I have yet to send them to you, so it's just as my bad as your bad, so don't worry about it.
Here's an idea. How about you just turn the TV on, because it's pretty much on one channel or another at any given point in a 24-hour period.
True.
And, I mean, I know you want to go in with, you know, the strongest episode, but, you know, anyone will do, but... By the way, I just want to point out that on our very first episode, Mike, you not only managed to destroy all credibility we have by arguing about something that you've never seen, but also alienate our entire Jewish audience by just your hatred of Jerry Seinfeld, and we figured out, you know, what that really means.
All right. Well, I'll make up for it. I'll make up for it in this one. I'll try anyway. We're skipping subjects quite dramatically, and we're actually going to be talking about something that all red-blooded Americans have ventured out into the world of strip clubs, as a matter of fact. And we're going to be talking about strip clubs.
What's that?
You know. Yes, we're going to be talking about the worst songs to get a lap dance to, and just kind of our stories. And I have a couple. I don't know about you guys. Have you guys?
I love your stripper stories, by the way, Mike. They're great.
Oh, well. They're a coming, but I want to hear about you guys. I mean, obviously, you know, the only times you really go to a strip club is, you know, during a bachelor party on a Wednesday, you know, something to taste the buffet, whatever, one of the things.
Or if you live in New Hampshire and you want to be cool because you're 18, you want to go to Montreal because the drinking age is 18, and there's a bunch of strip clubs on St. Catherine Street, that's why you go.
Never, yeah. ever been there. Mart, you've obviously been?
I've been there
Montreal
three times.
Is sweet. Montreal is my favorite city in New Hampshire.
The Queen City.
Yeah, they do have good strip clubs. Toronto and even Niagara Falls, just over the border there. Mints, you ever been there, Art?
No, I have not.
That's on the other side. That's like a Buffalo side. But it's awesome. They have a female strip club on the top floor, and then the bottom floor is a male strip club. So everybody wins. You go out together, you separate, and then you come back, and you get better dollar, or you used to anyway. You get better, you know, the exchange rate's better. So, like, every dollar you give is really worth, like, $3 for them. So you're giving them quarters, basically, and they'll do whatever you want. And the touching's allowed, all nude with alcohol. You can't beat it.
What a deal. So you're one-stop shopping for his and her strip clubs, huh?
Yeah. Yeah,
nice.
It's amazing.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, especially with alcohol, because I don't know. I mean, you know, a lot of places you can't drink. You can't actually drink alcohol if it's all nude for whatever. Well, I know for a reason, pretty much. You can.
Yeah,
yep.
Canada.
God bless New Hampshire, man.
Wow. Another reason New Hampshire rules over all of America.
Hey, that's why we have on our license plate, live free or die. That's the motto at all the strip clubs, too.
Live free or lap dance.
Yep.
Live free.
Dude, one time we went up there. We were doing a comedy tour, like, way back. And one of our guys had been experienced in going to Canadian strip clubs. And so he takes one of those coins with, like, the polar bear on it or whatever the hell. That's, like, their national currency.
The kroner?
No, I think it was a loony. They call it a loony. Is that one? You're Canadian, Art. I don't know. New Hampshire.
He's half Canadian.
So anyway, he, like, puts one in his mouth, and he walks up to the stage and lays across the stage while there's, like, girls dancing. And we're like, what is he doing? We're going to get thrown out of here. And no, apparently that's custom there. And they come up to him, and they, like, grind his entire body and, like, take the money out of his mouth with, like, body parts. And I was like, this is the greatest country in the world.
Well, that reminds me of I did something similar in Florida at a strip club. It was the skankiest strip club I've ever been to. Dude, our waitress was pregnant. I swear to God. it was that bad. Like, it was really, really bad. And my my whole attitude towards strip clubs is actually very very
simple,
poor, I would say. Because I hate them. I hate strippers. I'm gonna ostracize the Jews and strippers in our first podcast.
Is there anyone you don't hate?
Yeah, no. Well, I'll let you know. So I put a dollar in my mouth and, you know, just kind of expect her to.
Which is dirtier than any stripper, by the way.
What's that?
Putting money in your mouth. It's filthier than anything a stripper is gonna give you.
Well, no, but that's the point. You see, I had it in my mouth. I had a dollar bill in my mouth, and a stripper comes, you know, sauntering up to me, and she's trying to be all sexy, and she's got her breasts in her hands, and she's looking around, and then she sees that I have the dollar in my mouth, and she goes, "Ew, don't you realize where that dollar's been?" And I just, my response without missing a beat was, just take the money. So anyway, but yeah, that strip club was awful. The ones in Florida though are pretty damn raunchy.
What's with Jersey? Can't you, like, not even have, like, any nudity with alcohol or something? Don't they, like, have to wear bikinis or something ridiculous?
No nudity. No nudity with alcohol.
Look at them gams.
at least in New York we get, you know, topless and booze, or nudity and no booze.
Right. And yeah, right. No, and you can't,
but, you know, full nudity.
No, you can't have booze and be completely naked. Or the other, actually, no.
No, and you can't even be topless in Jersey and have booze, right?
Oh, really? I don't know that.
You can't have boobs and be topless?
No,
not boobs. Anyway, let's get back to the original topic here. So apparently, I mean, you wanted to just do worst songs you've gotten a lap dance to, which means you have more than one.
I've got three, as a matter of fact.
Jesus. I've probably only gotten like two lap dances ever, and I can't remember the songs, but hit us with yours first.
Well, because here's the thing. Well, okay, let me tell you this. One of the lap dances had two of the worst songs in the same lap dance.
Really?
Oh, you got two for one type of deal? Two songs for a dance?
Yeah, okay.
That was $40. Oh, it's two for one? All right, fellas, it's two for one dances now.
Go, by the way, Molson's, buy a bucket of Molson's, get a free lap dance.
It's dollar shot night. She's going to buy you one. You're going to buy her one. We're going to talk real fast, and then Kimmy's going to come up on stage. Candy.
She's so sweet, she'll give you a cavity.
um... So the one that I thought was the one that I thought was the champion was I was in State College, Pennsylvania, at this place called the End Zone, and which is a perfect place for
which is a male strip club.
Yeah, right. And you get what's called, known as a couch dance. It's, you know, it's a lap dance, but it's a couch dance. And so you know, the music really never enters your brain when stuff like this is happening, but this time it actually did. I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I hear the music over the loudspeaker, and I realize that it's Brian Setzer Orchestra's Jump, Jive, and Whale.
Yeah, and, it sucks. I would only do Louis Prima's version.
Yeah, right. But,
you stickler, you.
So she's completely naked about the middle of the song. She's like, okay, I'm done. Like, in the middle of the song, and I'm like, wow, okay, great. So now I'm, you know...
That's only a 2.5-minute song, too. You got gypped.
No, I totally got gypped. So now she's completely naked, she's standing in front of me, and I'm like, okay, now we get the swing dance. And I just swing dance with her in the middle of the lap dance room, completely naked.
Why were you naked?
But my favorite part, though, was that I completely ruined the mood for everybody else in the room. So that was my favorite part.
Because you were naked?
Yes.
Was Vince Vaughn like, you're just pawing at her. You're like a bear, man. You got these big claws. You just want to take that dollar and stick it on your big claw. And just stick. Sorry.
So I thought that was the king. I thought that was the king. And then I went to another place where actually, Art, you like this story, because Steve, we know Steve that used to work with us. You know Steve, right?
Yep.
He calls me up. I'm returning some movies from Blockbuster, and he calls me up, and he says, "Hey, what are you doing tonight?"
It sounds like Superbad too.
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, "Hey, what are you doing tonight?" And I said, "Oh, you know, nothing, whatever." He's like, "Yo, we're going to celebrate the birth of Art's kid." and he's like, "Oh, he's not coming."
Oh, Art has nothing to do with it.
Art has nothing to do with this. We're going to Pumps. We're going to Pumps in Jefferson. So, Pumps is I don't know, C+ at best, really, for me. And it's like a Wednesday night, by the way. So I'm driving there, and I text him on the way there. I'm like, my only words were skank shift ?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, there's a couple that are okay, but mostly they're busted. So I'm like, sweet. I love busted stripper night. I love the women that have been there just a little bit too long. Like, their body just kind of gave out. Like, it's a perfect name for a stripper. This is the Grapes of Wrath, because the stock market just crashed on their body a long time ago.
I thought you were talking about the boobs.
So we get there, and
cherry tomatoes of wrath. Sorry.
So we get there, and it's me, and it's Steve, and it's Rob, and it's Ryan, all people that we used to work with that nobody else that's listening to this knows who the heck these people are, whatever.
Right.
So we're all there, and we're all talking.
You just got them all in trouble, by the way.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
They're the only people who have listened to this so far.
No, I definitely didn't. But we're all sitting there, and we all get a drink, and our first toast, Art, I think I told you this, our first toast was... to Art's kid, may she never work in a place like this ever.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Nice. If I'm going by Chris Rock's motto, I'd be a great father as long as she's not on the pole.
Very
right?
True. Keep
I thought
baby
you meant no sex
pole.
In the champagne room.
So we're sitting there, and I see this, all of a sudden, this one girl gets up on stage, and she's actually very, very attractive. She's got, like, the librarian glasses on, which is just awesome. She's got, like, the red-tinted hair. She's doing tequila shots. I'm just in love. So we go back into the dance room. It's, like, $20 for, you know, 4 minutes. That's a steal, whatever it was. So we get back there, and they have pretty loose morals there, I guess. As far as, you know, it's a go-go bar, but it's, yeah,
allegedly.
It's really not. So once you get back there, there's no, like, no neck meathead watching your hands or anything, you know? So, nice. So she's getting really into it, and like all of a sudden, like the song comes on, the first song comes on, and she just immediately grabs my package. So I was just like, sweet, all right, we're in for a long haul here. This is gonna be great. So you know, she's really getting into it, and she's, you know, just doing some crazy shit. And then all of a sudden, like I didn't really hear it at first, but the DJ decided to play Chocolate Salty Balls by nice. Chef in South Park.
South Park.
Right? So, like I said, I
she
really
was like, but he's not black.
Yeah. No, but I really didn't like hear it at first, you know? It just kind of seeps into my brain, and finally I was just like, what? So she kind of looks up at me. I look down at her. We kind of shrug our shoulders and chuckle.
And then, oh, you had a stripper moment.
Yeah, we
that
did.
Was great.
We shared a moment. We kind of
bonded.
Like, we did. She stopped what she was doing, and we, you know, we started like talking or whatever. And then I was like, you know, whatever. Like, I didn't know how long this was gonna last. And then all of a sudden, she kind of like gets those hungry eyes again. And then she goes back to town. Like, she's ready. You know, she's gonna be earning her money. Great. Go do it. Go do what you gotta do. So she she's sitting on me like backwards, and she takes my hands. And she starts slowly sliding them down her to go to a very special place that was a bit tepid. So
her belly button?
What's that?
Her belly button?
Yes, South Pole. so we're going on a trip, fellas. Here we go. And all of a sudden, I never wanted to strangle a DJ so much in my life. All of a sudden, right before I get there, all of a sudden I hear Tay Zonday's Chocolate Rain in the background.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chocolate Rain. How did he even have that on CD?
I have no idea. I have no
idea. Did he buy that
CD? Called the internet, I guess.
So like, I think at the exact same time, we just kind of went, are you fucking serious? Like, we both said it at the exact same time. And then we laughed again and had another stripper moment. And then and then at this point, I was just...
You're like, we love you too. High five.
Yeah, right. But at this point, I'm just kind of deflated from the whole thing, literally and figuratively. And so I just kind of look at her with, like, these doe eyes, and I just kind of go, can I have a do-over?
Do-over.
And then it was that, and the moment had passed, and it was forgotten about, and then that was that.
I think that night the DJ doubled as the bouncer in the boom boom room for you,
and the comedian.
Yeah,
yeah.
As a DJ though, it is a good segue. Chocolate salty balls to chocolate rain. The result of the other.
It's all chocolate themed all the time.
Yeah. It was the girl's name Chocolate, perhaps, or Coco?
No, I forget what it was.
No?
Oh, you know what? Actually, you know what? I remember her name, her real name, because I always ask for their name, and then they tell me their fake stripper name, which I'm like, no, what is it really? Her name was Patricia, and I was like, that's hysterical. You have an old lady name.
Yeah.
That's like something you expect at like a bank teller.
So,
but what about you, fellas? That's my awful, awful strip club song story.
Dude, one time I was in Vegas and actually got this awesome, like probably the best lap dance ever from this chick. She was trying to be a showgirl. Her name was Nomi, and nope. There was this Nomi Malone.
Oh, nice.
Showgirls? No, nothing. All right,
got it.
Forget.
I got it.
Sorry. I've probably only gotten like maybe two ever, and I
really?
Have no idea what the songs were, because I'm not giving any woman $20 to tease me. Essentially, I have a nice revenge story. At my bachelor party, we're at this fantastic strip club in Atlantic City called Bear Exposure.
Yeah,
like fantastic. We were on a weekend. All the hottest chicks were out. We had like you could bring your own beer in. In Jersey, or at the time, I guess you could bring your own cooler. We had literally had a huge cooler that we wheeled down the strip and brought in there full of beer. My buddy was like, he's like a customs agent. He's some kind of government agent or whatever. So he basically like flashed his badge, got us all in for free. It's all nude. They don't sell alcohol, but you can bring your own in. So nice. We just like we set up like a campsite in this place, like right in front. It was awesome.
No, and I know that place.
Yeah, it's great. And so everyone chipped in, whatever. They got me like the dance on stage and like the big chair or whatever. And knowing better, I didn't wear underwear because I know the whole, you know, rip the underwear off the bachelor gag. So we're up there. She's like dancing and she like tries to go grab my underwear. I'm like, I don't think so, dummy. And then she starts doing the pour the beer off body parts, like into my mouth kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I basically just spit it back all over her, which she didn't like all. She's pouring it and it's going in my mouth and I just got a whole mouthful and just went poof, and did like the Triple H like entrance move when he just gets the water over the face. Oh, she was none too happy, I'll tell you. But that's the benefits of having gone to them, you know, strip clubs and knowing what they're going to try and pull on you, but not, you know, partaking.
I know of bare exposure only because the one time my buddy was so drunk, he actually told the stripper that if you touch my glasses, I may have to choke you.
Nice.
Because every strip club we've ever been into, he would get his glasses taken off, and then she would give him what we deemed the Mexican car wash. And I can, you know, it's when he puts the glasses back on and they're a little bit foggy and greasy.
Gross.
You're just hitting on all cylinders, huh, Mike?
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic.
That's awesome.
It's gross. Looks like a bunch of snails crawled across the lenses. We did in college. We did a morning show at night on our college radio station. A bunch of us, because our station was only on at night. It was like we shared the frequency, so we were on from like 7 to like 5 a.m. or something ridiculous like that. So we're like, yeah, screw it. So we did it like our own like morning show style show, and so we decided one day in our infinite wisdom in college to tape a live show at the local strip club.
Whoa.
Yeah, and somehow they went for it. So they let us all in there for free. We set up all our recording equipment, and we started doing our show. We did all our bits with the strippers and everything. And we had this one little kid who his name is Tony. He's like one of our guys. He's like this like 80-pound like kid. He's probably like 5'4", just little skinny frail kid. And he was half Canadian and half Polish. So
sounds kind of like me. I like that.
Much like Art from New Hampshire, Canada. And so we, you know, needless to say, we picked on him quite a bit. And we learned that not only had he never been to a strip club before, but that he'd, of course, never gotten a lap dance. So we were talking to the girls, and we found actually there was one girl there who was Canadian and one girl who was actually Polish. So we paid for a double lap dance for him. And this is late 90s in the middle of the big ska boom. And so we got him a lap dance with two chicks to the song Bumblebee Tuna by Mephistopheles.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if you're familiar with it, and I'm going to throw some of the a bit of the music under us as we talk, but it's like an 8-minute ska song, basically the Bumblebee Tuna theme song, over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, like really fast for about 8 minutes. So
perfect.
It was the world's most longest and awkward lap dance of all time, where a Polish stripper and a Canadian stripper basically beat the crap out of this kid for, you know, 7 minutes and 53 seconds. And it was quite awesome. And anytime we get together, that's like the first thing we bring up.
Nice.
The Bumblebee Tuna lap dance.
My biggest thing that I try to do is I try to insult the strippers as quickly as possible. And the first thing I do is one of my all-time favorite lines is to tell them that they're pretty like my mom.
You're pretty like Nana.
Yeah, you're pretty like my mom. Another great one is to tell them point blank, like just look dreamily into their eyes and then just say, I know your father.
Nice.
Oh, it's perfect. Nice. Art, what about you, man?
Stories? Yeah, come on.
All right, here's a couple of Montreal stories. of course, when we go up with our friends from UNH, it's always like, we don't want to buy our own lap dance because that, for some reason, you can't do that. Everyone else is like buying. It's like buying like rounds of beer. It's like, all right, you get the next one. Like, you know, you pick out the lady, and we'll go from there.
No, it's like buying your own crack. You buy it. You buy it for yourself. You're just a degenerate. But if other people are doing it and they buy it for you, hey, it's okay.
So I really haven't had any weird lap dance songs, but the one weird lap dance I got was, I like this one girl. I'm like, dude, she's pretty hot. And my friend Craig's like, all right, yeah, we'll get you the lap dance next time she comes around. So, you know, she takes me back into like the little booth area, and this is where you can like do whatever you want. Like, you know, you're drinking. They're pretty much, I think the only thing that they keep on is like their thong or whatever.
Their iPod, and, you know, they don't have to listen to you.
What?
Nothing.
So like she's in the room, and she like right before the song started, she's like kind of like going down and like feeling out, you know, herself. And I was like, all right, this is a little pre-show. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, what are you sorry about? She goes, I was just checking. It's how do you say? She's like, it's kind of like that time.
Oh no!
And I was like, oh really? And she goes, yeah. I'm like,
no.
Yeah, lap dance is over. And she goes, but you paid. I'm like, nah, my friend did. And so like, even before the song started, I just got out. My friend's like, what happened? And I told her. I told him. He's like, dude, that's gross. And I'm like, dude.
Gross.
And he was all pissed off, and he started like yelling at the stripper, and we got kicked out.
Did she say in French? Let me bust out my 8th grade French here. J'avais mon tante Flo.
Something like that, yeah.
Nice.
C'est le temps de la month. I don't know how you say month.
But it was just like such an awkward moment. I'm like, this is way like too much information. I'm done.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
Well, you gotta figure law of averages. You gotta figure law of averages. There's gotta be at least one in the club that is going through it at the time.
Well, you know what? We got to another strip club because we thought like, okay, we'll just, you know, rid ourselves of the stupid strip club and go to another one. So we're like, whatever. And then like towards the end of the night, one guy goes, do you think she just said that so she would like get the money and not have a lap dance? I'm like, ooh, that could be it.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, stupid Americans,
stupid,
right?
Stupid Americans.
Dumb New Hampshireites. So
absolutely.
I don't know.
You got scammed.
I always feel like
leave it to me to get scammed in a strip club.
Yeah. I always feel skeeved out of myself. Like I feel like I'm dirty when they always put the little stripper towel on your lap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's like, why?
Is that for your protection or theirs?
I don't know. But they always put the little stripper towel on, and it's always the exact same towel. It's the same towel you burp a baby with. You know what I mean? And they put that down, and you always see them like they put it down on some people, but not on others.
Yeah, I think they look at this guy and this guy. They're like, this guy's gonna be quick on the trigger. Look at him.
Yeah, yeah, right. It's like,
like, do we have any 30-second TV theme songs we could play for this lap dance? Because that's all we need.
Can we get the Facts of Life theme song
for this Jew hater? That's the only way you can last more than 30 seconds. Just to think of Seinfeld the whole time.
Perfect.
So back to our actual topic, which we haven't barely touched, except for Mike. I did come up with a couple songs that I think are really possibly the worst songs to get a lap dance to.
Go ahead.
This one even relates to Art's story. U2's Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Oh.
Or if the DJ doesn't have that, you can go with U2's Under the Blood Red Sky.
I was thinking, you know, it's a bit of a stretch, but I was thinking like Streets of Philadelphia.
Oh, dude, good pick.
Jesus.
Dude, how about this one? How about this one? The Crying Game.
Oh. Goo.
Oh. How about the Immortal White Rapper's third base's classic, The Gas Face?
Awesome.
I think it would be, I don't know if it would be uncomfortable or hysterical if people actually like requested their wedding song.
How about Send in the Clowns?
Send in the Clowns. That's awful.
REM's Everybody Hurts.
Oh,
I could just hear it. This is the saddest slap dance ever. she's just taking off her top, and you're just like, oh, you're just weeping at the same time. She's crying.
At the end, both of you are crying, using the towel that she put on top of you to dance on.
Yeah. The towel has a clown face on it.
The towel is a lobster bib.
This is my son's bib.
No, it's a baby blanket.
Oh, God.
Get a picture of Elmo. And strained peas left over on it.
So, you know, speaking of, though, you ever, yeah, I mean, who did you ever, actually eat at a strip club? Has anyone ever?
What do you mean? Exactly?
Yes, I have. And it was
Are you serious?
It was because I was interning at a radio station in New Hampshire, and they did like a live broadcast there.
Yeah.
On one of them, and here's the thing: I didn't actually eat the food. Like we had ordered, like we had pizza like brought in, but I mean, I didn't eat their food. Thank God, because we're all like, "Who's hungry?" And we're all like, we look at the DJ like, "Are you serious?" Like, no, we're gonna order food. So
would they serve crabs?
And just crabs and a glass of milk.
Ew, breast milk.
Yeah, but how could you eat? Honestly, there's so much freaking public air wafting around that place. How could you actually eat? I can never eat it. And some places, like down in Florida, like they promote them as such, where it's like a strip club and a steakhouse. Like,
yeah. They have them in the city.
Yeah, yeah. I could never be like, oh man, they got good steak there. You know, they gotta get the burger. Get the Muff Burger. It's fantastic.
A lot of places like a lunch buffet.
Yeah,
like
lunch
people,
buffet.
Like guys in there on their lunch break.
Yeah, yeah. Ew.
Yeah, you come back to work. Your boss is like, why are you covered in glitter?
Oh, man. And that smell just does not come off ever.
No, it doesn't. Stripper smell.
Yep, the stripper smell. They should bottle that up. It's the fountain of youth, man.
It's like a glaze.
Here's
a turkey or something.
I got a bad song for lap dance if you're at a strip club in downtown Manhattan.
Go.
Party at Ground Zero by Fishbone.
Oh my God. Perfect.
Maybe we should go on that.
Yeah, I think that's good enough. There you go. Think? Very. Yeah, that was perfect. Well, if anything today, I hope people realize that sometimes the DJ at the strip club can play a very important part in your fun.
I've always wanted a DJ at a strip club, but I never got to. Hopefully, one day I can work up to that.
Yeah, maybe.
Always wanted to.
All right. I don't have enough cocaine.
It's on your
connections.
Bucket list.
Yeah. Bucket list. Any case, thank you. Go ahead. You want to sign out? Go ahead.
I was just going to throw out the email address, mastersofnoneshow@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, Masters of None. What else? I think that's it. The website, of course, you might have got this off my MySpace, but we're at mastersofnone.podbean.com. It's the official site to get the show right now.
And we're gonna make it fun and exciting. It's kind of bland right now, but that's all right. It'll be fun.
Bland.
Well, I was talking about the website, not the podcast.
Oh. The website, not the podcast, jerk.
Bland.
It's like,
well, maybe
speak for yourself, sir.
J Mad. Podcast,
all right, cool.
Great.
Oh, all right.
Very cool,
shall we
folks.
Say goodbye?
Yes, right, we
fellas.
Shall.
All right, later.
Mike, Art, Jay.
See ya.
See ya.
Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website, mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now.
Father too many.
Someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got it, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.